Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. And for more valuable investing insights, go to barrymaguire.ca.
Here's another success story in our Tales from the Trenches series. Tales are all about folks buying real estate. Some are homeowners, some are investors. Some investors are looking to do long-term buy and hold. Some investors want to do fix and flip or rent to own. We teach investors in our live event focus workshops and through our available online home study kits all about solving problems around qualifying for financing and accumulating big deposits. Just a reminder, we do have a focus workshop coming up on May 7th and 8th in Calgary. First one in 3 years. I'm so excited. But, you know, all investors sooner or later run out of financing room. And that the reason for that is because the government, the federal government, through Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, and the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions, abbreviated as OSFI, I like that, OSFI, they've been tightening up the rules around getting a mortgage, and that's, 20 years. There have been actually numerous tightenings. It wasn't just all at one time. They pick away at it, and they tighten this, and they shuffle that. And really what those government guys are trying to do is they're trying to get a handle on Canada's very hot real estate market, and it has been hot for a long time in most of Canada. So they're trying to just cool that off a little bit, and they also are looking to protect borrowers by attempting to make sure borrowers can afford their interest rates as interest rates increase. You know, it's fine when rates are 1 or 1.5%, and that's when you get your mortgage loan. But what if you pick a variable interest rate and rates go up to 5%? Well, your payments go up a lot. And so those government guys are trying to make sure people can afford. That's the background. But, you know, if you're looking to figure out where interest rates are going and how to work within those ever-tightening mortgage qualification rules, that's good, and you can figure it out. But really, the bottom line is that for most investors, it doesn't matter who you're borrowing from, you can't qualify for more than 3 or 4 properties. So really, if you're looking to build long-term wealth, 3 or 4 properties is likely not enough to do that for you. So what are you going to do? If you're an investor and you want to buy more properties and it's harder to qualify for that standard bank mortgage, the other prong in this two-pronged problem that we have is, what about the down payments? For anyone buying a property, and if you're getting a conventional mortgage, conventional is a mortgage where your down payment is 20% of the purchase price of the property, and you get a mortgage for 80%. So for that conventional mortgage, I mean, just saving up that down payment can be tough. So for example, if you're buying a property for, say, $400,000, and you're here in Alberta where you can still buy properties for $400,000, nice properties, that's a reason to buy in Alberta, folks. 20% of $400,000 is $80,000. So that's how much you have to put up as a deposit. All right, so you're an investor. You want to buy a lot of properties. You know, how often can you save $80,000 in order to buy your next property? So if you want to buy a lot of properties, you've got two difficulties. One, mortgage qualification because of the tough rules. And two, accumulating big deposits, both of which make it hard to buy a lot of property. So, and in these scenarios, we're talking about long-term buy and hold investors. And most people are long-term buy and hold investors, which I totally agree with. Long-term buy and hold is the bedrock strategy of most investors and a strategy I agree with, my wife agrees with. My wife Donna and I have the majority of our portfolio in long-term buy and hold. But if you're a brand new investor looking to get started in real estate, or if you're wondering about purchasing property for little or no money down, and you can do that, if you're wondering about how to educate yourself in the real estate field, I hope you'll be happy to hear there is more than just long-term buy and hold. And as I said previously, our flagship event, our flagship live education production, the Rapid Cash Program, is coming up May 7th and 8th, 2022 in Calgary. And I'll say again, we do have home study kits available if you can't make that date. But Rapid Cash is an amazing two-day event, and we'll tell you more about that later. So what we're talking about here are creative real estate strategies. These are strategies that work all across Canada. And under that creative strategy umbrella, we've got things called agreements for sale, which is a seller financing technique. Rent to own, lots of people have heard about that. Wholesaling, sometimes referred to as assignments. Fix and flip, everybody's heard about fix and flip. And joint ventures. All these strategies on their own and how they fit together. You can combine these strategies creatively. So, what about, does this really happen? Can you use these strategies? Well, let me tell you. In this tale from the trench, our student, someone who's taken one of our courses, found a tired landlord in a small but really vibrant Alberta town. The landlord had a portfolio of six fully rented fourplexes. So six times four, 24 doors. Time to retire and enjoy life, but he wanted to maximize his cash from selling those six fourplexes. He'd done the math, he'd talked to a realtor. Between realtor's commission at about $18,000 per fourplex, payout penalties of $15,000 per fourplex, he was looking at around $200,000 in real estate commission and payout penalties. So what that means is he sells all the property, gets all his money, less $200,000. That was a real hit for someone who's looking to retire. So he couldn't really sell conventionally by listing his properties with a realtor because it would have required him to pay commission and he would have had to pay out his mortgages and pay those penalties. So our student ran across this landlord through his network and he listened to what the landlord said, and being a problem solver, as we teach our students to be, he suggested to the landlord that the landlord sell to our student by way of a creative strategy called agreement for sale. As I said previously, an agreement for sale, or AFS as we like to call it, is a seller financing strategy. The seller is your bank. You don't have to go off to your regular bank and apply or qualify for new mortgage financing. Once the landlord understood he didn't have to pay $200,000 or so in real estate commissions and payout penalties, was he interested? You bet he was. He was very interested. However, now, he had owned the properties for a while, and so the landlord had quite a bit of equity. He'd been paying down his mortgage, and so he had quite a bit of equity in the property, so he wanted a decent down payment. This wasn't going to be a no-money-down deal, although there are actually lots of no-money-down deals to be found. But this was a seller who wanted a down payment. Now remember, the conventional mortgage financing deposit, as we talked about earlier, is 20% of the sale price. Our student negotiated the down payment of not 20%, but a much more manageable 10%. That's way better. Half what the bank would make you do. And because the landlord was retiring and wanted some income, our student agreed to pay the seller 3% per month on his remaining equity, which gave him actually a lot more than he would have got if he took his money from the sale and put it in a normal bank account. So this turns out to be the classic win-win, and we're always looking for win-win. We teach win-win. Win-win is the way to do it. So now our student has acquired six fourplexes, where the seller is his bank, where he has only 10% down instead of 20% down, and the seller gets some income. So, a classic win-win. Now, if that's interesting to you, if you want to learn more about these creative strategies, if you want solid real estate education on how to implement creative real estate strategies that let you buy properties for little or no money down and let you get started in real estate, you may as well take advantage of our upcoming Rapid Cash program, May 7th and 8th in Calgary. You can go to my website, barrymaguire.ca, in order to get the details. So folks, when we do Tales from the Trenches, and this was a great tale, I really love this tale, there's always lessons learned. We always try and find the lessons learned within the tale. What did we learn here? Big one, and this is a lesson that runs through creative real estate. If you solve someone's problem, there are endless deals to be done. This landlord had a problem of $200,000. Our student solved it, and he's able to buy 6 fourplexes without bank financing. Number two, creative strategies can solve your own financing and deposit problems. Can't qualify for any more mortgages? Trouble saving deposits? Guess what? This tale is a perfect example of how creative strategies can solve financing and deposit problems. And, you know, finish off with solid real estate education is the key to real estate success. Anyone listening has a job, does something in their daily lives to earn their money. All of us have to go to school, apprentice, article, and real estate is no different, folks.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. And for more valuable investing insights, go to barrymaguire.ca.